Fox News at the bottom of the hour. Then we check traffic with Marty. Then Mark Phillips and Rich Besko will join us for an alternative viewpoint about 9/11. My apologies to the callers waiting to join us. We've run out of time. John Berger, thanks for coming by again. Your website is
www.richandfulfilling.com. Great free resource.
And people can check you out Saturdays on Wealth Health Radio right here on KVEC.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Final thoughts, sir.
Hey, this is all another reason why we need to talk about money, talk about financial literacy, and get an understanding of what's going on with your money and your friends' money and your family's money and your secure future for whatever it is. It's not all about just put it on somebody in Washington to take care of. Don't put it on somebody who's a financial advisor to take care of. You need to know this stuff as well. It's important. It's critical. And right now, a lot of it's coming home to roost because of excesses of the past, and we're just going to have to change some things.
It could only get worse, perhaps.
It could get worse. It could also get better. There are some things that will get worse.
All right, John, thanks for coming by. And I just refer to Fox News. They're saying that we shouldn't expect anything to happen before Thursday because of the Jewish holidays. We'll tie up some people in the legislature. I have no idea what President Bush's next move is going to be, so it'll be interesting to watch the White House and see what happens there.
It will be interesting to see what they do, what the Treasury does. Treasury has the ability to throw another $50, $100 billion at stuff and solve some of the issues on a short-term basis.
All right, John, thank you very much.